This only happens once a year, so don't miss out. The city is closing its roads just for you. Grab your bike and join one of the free community rides in the Tour de Brisbane. Info at tourdebrisbane.org.
Hello there. What did you say, Gooch? What are you?
Gooch. Well, no, that's who this.
Gooch.
Do you want to start again or not?
Gooch from Ormo.
No. Yeah, Gooch from Ormo.
I can't waste good tape.
You're talking about my Gooch.
The burner phone.
Excuse me. It's
cute. I didn't even know that's what it was called.
It's called your notcher, not your ass and not your balls.
That little bit in between.
Spare acre.
Okay, this is why Gooch is ringing. Gooch from Ormo talking about the Tour de Brisbane because Marto, a numb willy means two things. Your seat is cactus, your bike isn't set up right for you because I was talking about how my penis goes to sleep if I'm riding more than 15 k's. Because I feel down, I go, there you go, scratch
yourself.
I'm not
sure if Kath wants you to fix your sleeping penis. I think she's happy for it
sleeping
to stay
penis.
Asleep.
Go get a bike fit at your nearest shop and it'll make your willy happy.
Aww.
Yeah, I can think of
happy
other
life,
ways.
Happy Willy, happy life.
I can think of other ways to make Willy happy.
Do you try and wake him up when you get home from the ride?
Yeah, you give him a scratch. But that's the thing. You try to organise yourself.
Get yourself touch your nuts a lot.
Well, and you pick your undies out a fair bit too. Well, we better talk about this next
Dan
week.
Dan picks his nose, so at least we're all picking at something.
I'm a picker.
All right.
I've got hairs. I'm getting hairs in there now.
You've got to get the trimmer.
I know.
I saw someone pick their nose and eat it in the car yesterday down the highway.
I don't eat it.
I've never seen you eat it. No.
You need to burn them out. I got a mate of mine, his nose was on fire one day. I just stuck my lighter, it would just go, and I just wanted to burn the
That's
ends
dangerous.
Off. And next thing you know, there was.
So you're like a rural fire brigade.
Do some he had no thing. Eyebrows.
Oh, yeah. We laugh about it these days.
What about Ben? He texts us to talk about referee sledges. I didn't get very many. I was a bit underwhelmed.
People are more respectful of referees these
days. Hey, ref, I've made better calls to my ex.
Oh, good one.
It's all right.
I don't get it.
Well, normally if you call your ex up, it's a disaster. He's saying, even my calls to my ex who I hate, oh, don't worry.
Hey, listen, Ian from Northgate's just written on the burner phone. He wants to add to the show. I'm a garbage truck driver. Guess what I'm doing today?
Picking up bins.
Picking bins up.
It'll be stuck in my head all weekend. That's what we wanted to do to you, Ben. What was his name?
Who cares?
No, Ian. Well, Ben will be picking bins up, but we want you to put your bins out.
Yes.
Put your bins out. Put your bins out. And the other one, gentlemen, don't forget this weekend, put your lids down.
As in
put your lids down. Put your lids down.
The toilet seat.
Oh, can you give me the music?
I don't think he's got it.
Oh, you actually want to sing? I don't have put your lids down. You're just going to sing over it.
Put your lids down. Put your lids down.
Lucky we did that.
Okay. All right, we all good. 0484 10 1045. Get your texts in.
Happy Friday.
Marto, Margot and Dan on Triple M Breakfast. Brisbane Ass.
Huge one on tonight, the Broncos' traditional first home game, round two.
Queensland Derby.
The Cowboys, that's right. And future immortal, I don't think I'm speaking out of school when I say that.
No, you're not.
Jonathan Thurston, Channel 9's NRL expert, joining us on the phone. Morning, JT.
G'day.
Have they not made you an immortal yet, JT? What's going on?
I don't know how that all operates. We'll have to wait and see.
Hey, JT, just talking about immortals have to have statues. A statue outside the stadium up there in Townsville, is that taller than you or is it exact size of you?
It's exact size.
Exact size?
Exact size, yeah.
How many photos of you?
I think it's a little bit bigger. So, like, I got them to make the legs bigger.
Oh, more muscly.
Oh, like an Instagram
more
filter.
More muscly, my arm.
Yeah, you can filter yourself.
Here us girls are over here airbrushing ourselves to be thinner, and you're making your muscles bigger.
Remember how muscly I was, kids?
JT, let's talk tonight. Broncos, Cowboys, how are you seeing it?
Yes, it's going to be a cracking game. Both won in round one, the teams, and you know, probably the Broncos probably had the performance of the round going down there and beating Penrith, which not many teams have done over the last 3 years. So, great start to the season for them. And then the Cowboys, they had a really good first half, and then they lost some momentum and couldn't arrest it back, and only scored a field goal in the second half. So, they'll be looking to replicate their first half performance. But Ezra Mam and Reynolds and welcoming back Reece Walsh as well at fullback to, you know, be a more potent attack for the Broncos. So no doubt the Cowboys have got a tough game on their hands.
JT, it was always going to be a massive role to fill when you bowed out and retired. The best player in the game on earth, in my opinion, you are. Chad Townsend, though, doing a pretty bloody good job up there at the Cowboys. Would you say he's in the best shape and best form of his career?
Yeah, you could say that. We've really missed that leadership role in the halves. When I retired and Michael Morgan was cut down with a shoulder injury and couldn't play. So, you know, we missed that for a couple of years. And Chad come in and he's a premiership winning half as well. So his preparation is second to none. When he first arrived at the club, he was grabbing all those young boys and taking them out on the field on their days off and things like that. So, yeah, he's been a great signing for the Cowboys. And that's what the club needed at the time, and he certainly delivered.
Hey, Thursday, last year, Cowboys, they were the surprise packet of the competition. Oh, they'll finish, they'll get the wooden spoon. All of a sudden, they're featuring deep into the finals. And then we find out it was because a lot of the work that they'd done pre-season. That was last year. What about this year? You're involved a little bit. Have they done anything special? Have they been up Castle Hill? What have they been up to?
Yeah, so they've still been doing Castle Hill.
Have you ever done Castle Hill since you stopped playing?
No. I just walked it with the kids.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, beautiful.
Just to see where you're building your house.
Slash castle.
Yes, castle.
Not quite.
Hey, JT, can we pick your brain? Because this weekend, one of the great moments in Australian sport history is happening. I'm sure you've heard Margot Parker is going to become an NRL referee for a junior game. Have you got any advice for her?
Well, JT played with the best referee, Cameron Smith, of course.
Congratulations, Margot.
Thank you very much.
First refereeing game.
Well, the thing is, JT, that they can't get enough junior rugby league refs up here in Queensland, and the NRL are promoting mums off the sideline, which is getting mums off the sideline and onto the field to get more game involvement. They want to make it a real community spirit thing.
Good story.
And I said, oh, how hard can it be? Surely, you know, there I am abusing the refs and the children on the side of the sideline. I thought I'd put myself
You've
in
You've
got
to have a loud voice, though, Margot. Yeah. You know how she's quiet and retiring Thursday. She can use her voice.
That's right.
What do you reckon? How would your mum have gone years ago at South Sunnybank if she were to referee? Oh, okay.
No, not so good. My uncle was a referee, actually. So he refereed me when I was in under-12s, and he sent me for 10 minutes. Back chatting.
Well, yeah, I'm going to be refereeing my son this weekend.
Just send them all off.
Send them all off.
JT, would your advice...
Just on behalf of all of the mothers.
Would your advice to Margot's son, Wiley, be wear headgear at all times so he can't hear anything his mum's saying?
Yes, that's correct.
He actually has one of your old headgears you gave him back in the day.
Does he?
I think he was about 4 or 5, and he just loves JT. He still has that JT hanging on his shelf in his bedroom.
They're a lot bigger now, those kids of yours.
I thought you meant your ears.
Yeah, no.
All right, JT.
That's what he used it for, to tuck them in.
No.
Queensland Derby, Bronx Cowboys airs live and free on 9, 9 now, 7pm. Jonathan Thurston, Future Immortal.
Oh, there'll be a stink tonight between Lockyer and Thurston on the sideline.
One thing I have noticed with all the players, you can do a whistle, JT. Can you do a whistle with your lips without a whistle?
I can't.
You can't. Okay, you're the only one I've come across so far.
Yeah. Anyone who's coached usually can.
Yeah. I can't do
it. Well, you are so. Don't put yourself.
All right, JT, we'll let you go. You started a fire at the Parker household anyway. Margot just said that you're her favourite player, so good luck with that.
No, I said he's the best player on earth.
Okay. See you, JT.
Have your work, mate.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Enjoy your day.
Totally Workwear, Australia's largest supplier of corporate industrial and safety workwear. With 17 stores throughout Brisbane and the Gold Coast, there's a store near you.
Here he is!
9 minutes to go last week, and he decided to go for the field goal. The most beautiful decision it was. They beat the defending Premier, Adam Reynolds. Good morning.
Reno.
Morning, how you going?
Pretty sure that makes you the new Premiers, doesn't it, Adam Reynolds, automatically?
Oh, I don't know about that. Hey.
Come on, you're only as good as your last game.
Negativity here, thank you very much. We've crowned you the premiers so far, and until the next person beats the Panthers, then they then become the premiers.
Renault, did you get the vibe from the Panthers on field? Because they were lacking a bit of something. What did you reckon?
No, I still think they're a very good quality side. Obviously, they've lost some very talented players in the team, but they've still got the DNA of that championship quality. And you know, it was still a tough team to beat on the night. We weren't at our best, but I think that's an exciting part.
Renault, how's the culture around there? We saw you at the season launch, and you're having a bit of fun roasting some of your teammates on Channel 9. I think I've got some audio here of that.
Yeah, there's a few that come to mind. Jordan Ricky, Herbie Farmworth, spends about an hour doing his hair. Always looks the same, so I don't know why he spends that long, but another one, Reece Walsh, comes to mind. Jock Madden's a bit of high maintenance. Actually lives across the road, so he was getting ready from 4:30 today, so that's how much effort he puts into it.
That's good, Renault. I like that. Like, is that indicative of good culture around at the Broncos now?
Yeah, it's been unreal, mate. They're all great fellas there. Everyone gets along nicely, and I think it's important to have that bit of camaraderie. You know, it obviously makes the team a bit better and makes you want to play for one another.
Renault, we all watched your game, your victory, and then it was slightly overshadowed because it was a later game. The Dolphins winning, and then we see Wayne, who used to coach you at the Bunnies. Keep it simple. Is that what he used to say to you, Blokes?
Yeah, I think sometimes we can overcomplicate things in rugby league. We obviously look for all the big trick players and the highlights for all sort of stuff, but it's the little stuff that obviously wins you games, and that's something that Wayne's really good at. He keeps it nice and simple and, you know, just gets you playing for one another, and it's all basically based around effort.
Renault, last Saturday I was down at the Moa Super Centre, where I know you know it well, at Brendale there. Chris was talking about you. How is the lawn?
Hang on a second. I think if we're going to be speaking to anyone, it should be Adam's wife, because we're Instagram friends, of course, and she was on the mower the other day. You, Renault.
Wait. You let your wife on the zero turn.
Oh, she loves it, mate. She likes it out there.
She loves the mower.
Hey, no one told me we were doing this.
Lawn porn.
Well, bloody heads up next time.
I didn't know Renault and I shared a mower store until last Saturday. Corey Oates goes there too.
So does Ali Brigginshaw.
Well, yes. And just a tip. I know you've come up from Sydney. Be up here. We'll let the misso. She can do the back, but don't let the neighbours see her do the front. You've got to do the front lawn, okay?
Well, unfortunately, it's during hours of a training, so.
Yeah.
Good excuse.
Hey, Renault, we're very much looking forward to the traditional first home game for the Broncos this Friday night, taking on the Cowboys at Suncorp Stadium. And then in a couple of weeks' time, it's going to be the Battle of Brisbane, Broncos v Dolphins at Suncorp. Any chance, Wayne likes to just keep it simple at halftime for the Dolphins. Any chance Kevy goes, if you're on the ropes at halftime for the Bronx, keep it complicated. Let's start doing some trick shots.
It's going to be an exciting game either way. So,
can I just throw some pressure at you? Corey and I are tipping against each other in the footy tipping competition for the Courier Mail. I've backed you boys, all right? So you need to come away with the win for me so I get that extra point up on it.
What's he supposed to say to that?
Sure, Margo, no worries. Yeah. I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, I'll do it for you.
We'll be doing our best. I think you'll be happy wife, happy life that night.
Your favourites too, $1.77, so I'll throw a couple of bucks at it as well, I reckon.
Big spender.
Get into it, Renault.
Will do, thank you.
Good on you, Renault. Totally worth it. Workwear, Australia's largest supplier of corporate, industrial and safety workwear, with 17 stores throughout Brisbane and the Gold Coast. There's a store near you. It's... Oh, bloody hell.
Interview's over. Margo's refereeing this week. Oh, she's gone.
Yeah.
He's gone.
He heard the whistle and hung
he
up.
He heard the whistle and hung up.
That'll do.
This is Triple M. Marto, Margo and Dan with you.
It's Marto and Margo and Dan on Triple M.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan.
Awesome 80s Friday. It's 104.5 Triple M. Marto, Margo and Dan with you. Remember, if you want to get into that corporate box, keep it here on Triple M. And when you hear the Dolphins theme song, phone us. The only seats left in the house at KO Stadium for the Dolphins v Raiders tomorrow afternoon.
So much going on this weekend in sport, and then you throw on top of it, well, starting today, is the supercars are back, baby.
To be exact, Marto, 2 hours, 51 minutes, 37, 36 seconds.
All right.
Till it starts.
All the talk's been about the Gen 3 cars and the parity and the Chevy Mustang. What's going on? There's only one bloke we ever asked for Fox Sports commentary team. Mark Scaife, how are you, mate?
G'day, guys. It's a very exciting day, huh?
Now, what have they done? Have they wound it back? Have we got our parity? I guess that's what everyone wants to know first.
We did 2,300 kilometres of running the cars up to 290K, and we did 4 days of aero testing. The cars are closer than they've been in history. The whole sport, since we started with Ford and Holden in 1993, has been predicated on technical parity, meaning both cars should have a 50% chance to win in terms of lining them up so closely in terms of engine power and aero, right? So the two things for us with these new cars, we wanted to make sure, we call it VMAX, so at 290 kilometres an hour, they're less than 1 kilometre apart in terms of their maximum speeds.
Yeah.
And then in terms of aero, we've got them within 2 kilos of downforce and 2 kilos of drag. So that's the most remarkable set of parity in terms of lining the cars up to be even that we've seen in the history of the sport.
Well, but you're on the airstrip there at Tamora. You're running one. Righto, we've got to tweak that. Righto. And finally, by the end of testing, you got them that close together. So now it's about drivers, not about the car.
Yes, okay.
That's exactly right. So that was the message even from the boss of Ford Motorsport for the world. He was here yesterday. He stood in front of all the media with all the cars and said, let's go racing. So everybody's right into it now. And the excitement, I'm just walking into the track, guys, to have Newcastle back firstly is fantastic.
Yeah.
But with all these new cars, they are just sensational. I don't know whether you've spotted them yet.
How good do they look, Scafie? I mean, I drive a Ford Mustang. I love a Mustang. But, geez, the Gen 3 Camaro looks it's slick.
Now, where do I buy one? I can't.
Well,
you can buy a Camaro.
We're trying to sort that. We certainly can buy a Mustang anytime. Yeah. That's the highest-selling sports car in the world. So at the end of this, guys, we've probably made the biggest change to the sport we've made in 30 years.
Yeah.
It's a whole new era. Coming into the circuit this morning, I've had all the fans, they're saying, what's going to happen? Who's going to be fast? I've got no idea.
No.
Honestly, there is no form guy.
Wow, that's spectacular.
It is fantastic, absolutely.
Do you have someone that you barrack, you know, like everybody's got their footy team, go the Broncos. Do you have anyone that you're more partial to, Scafie, that you drove for over the years or you just like the look of or a good mate? Who do you support out there on the track?
I don't because I have to be impartial, but I know I really respect those teams that do the best job, you know. And for me, 888 over the years has just been, you know, it's a sensational race team. Van Gisbergen last year, I was doing the numbers last night. He finished 27 times out of 34 races last year on the podium.
Yeah.
So that's almost 80% of the time he was on the podium.
So we'll
find out.
So when
he's that consistent, he's going to be tough.
Hey, Scafie, Will Davidson's a friend of the show. We always wind him up about making his wife, Rihanna, do all the driving. How much driving do you do in your personal life now?
No, I don't. I effectively have become a school bus driver, guys. That's what I do.
Geez, the Airbus Motorsport car looks good. The Camaro, the Coca-Cola Camaro. What a mouthful
it does.
That looks
It does. They look great, don't they? Actually, I don't know whether you've seen all the liveries, but the liveries look fantastic. Even Chas Mostert's Optus livery on his Mustang looks fantastic. So there's some really good-looking cars
That's the exciting thing. New cars, new performances, everything. Scafie, can I just take you back one? Have you ever been pulled over by the cops for speeding?
Yes.
And what did they say? Did they say it's you? I can understand.
Play on. Back to first.
Back to first.
Well, there's two scenarios to play out here. The first is if they were a Holden fan, I was probably in good shape.
Yes.
If I was a Ford fan, they racked me up for as many things as they could possibly get.
You end up in jail for a year. Good on you, Scafie.
We'll be loving today, mate, and tomorrow and Sunday on Fox.
Good stuff. Thanks, guys.
Always a pleasure. Mark Scafie there, Fox Sports supercar commentator on Triple M.
Triple M Breakfast. Margo, Margo and Dan on 104.5 Triple M.
Who's this fine specimen in the studio with us right now?
It's our Willie.
Woo!
Let's go.
How are you, mate?
Oh, I'm feeling great.
Now, last time I saw you, you were in town for the Nitro Circus World Games here at Suncorp Stadium. I got to go along. You won Best Trick, BMX Best Trick. Incredible. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
I haven't seen you. I was just flicking through some of
them. Yeah, I was stoked on that. But, yeah.
What was the trick, Willie? What'd you do?
It's hard to explain, but basically I do a front flip. My bike does a front flip at the same time, so my bike ends up doing a double front flip. Kind of hard to imagine, but check out my Instagram, you'll see it.
Yeah.
That's what you need to do. Hey, but this is Motocross Kings. I've always known you as a scooterer and a bike rider. Do you also do the motocross? Mate, Freestyle Kings. So it's actually kind of funny. They're going to tow me in with a Can-Am, which is an ATV, like a four-wheeled vehicle.
Yeah.
They got a rope on the back. They're going to pull me into a freestyle motocross ramp. And I'm going to launch.
On your bike?
Yes, on my bike.
Like
I'm going to...
like a big wave surfer, they need to tow you in to get that extra speed.
Exactly. Oh, so I don't have a jet ski. I got a motorbike or ATV pulling me in to the Superkicker FMX ramp, and I'm going to see what I can do. And guess what? I'm doing it today for the first time.
So you've not done it before?
No.
We're out at the entertainment centre at Boondall, so it's indoor.
Yeah,
so
it's
rain
beautiful.
Doesn't impact on you. All good.
It's set up there now.
Yeah, it is. So Saturday night we're gonna be doing the show, but today is practice. Fingers crossed goes all good. I'm sure it will.
How do you prepare for that? Because I know you've got our Willy Land up there on the sunny coast, and you just were telling me you put some new ramps and jumps and stuff in. Is this something that you can prepare for, or not really?
Yeah, you know what we did? We got the Can-Am to our Willy Land, and we put a rope on the back, and I sat on my bike and got pulled up the hill.
And
pulled up the hill.
Yeah, why do you get pulled down? I'd probably go faster than the Can-Am. But no, it works perfectly. So now it's just about getting comfortable. I want to see how big I can go, and that'll determine, hey, can I bring some new tricks to the Freestyle Kings?
Did you suggest this to them, or did they say, hey, this is your designated trick when we come to Brisbane?
You know what they said? They said, do we have to build you a roll in? And I'm like, nah, just put a rope on the back of a can and pull me in.
It's all your fault.
Willie, can we talk injuries? What have you done to yourself over the journey?
I've been so lucky. Like, if you talk to anyone else, you talk to Travis Pastrana.
Oh, God, he
has a huge list. But guess what? I have never needed a surgery. No surgeries in my whole life. I've fractured bones, but mostly that was like I jumped the Sydney Opera House stairs when I was little and fractured my ankle. I smashed my teeth out, but you couldn't tell.
Yeah. Now, you got great teeth.
Always replace
you got the second best teeth in the studio.
Greg Marto also got some new teeth at the end of last year.
Move on.
Speaking of Travis Pastrana, you just mentioned him. We did have him in here. We did speak to him, and he had something to say about you.
Now, this is a scooter kid. So about 15 years ago, he comes on Nitro Circus, and we're like, oh, yeah, cool scooter, nice, whatever. Then he jumps on a bicycle and goes and wins X Games and became the winningest X Games BMX Big Air as a joke, just to, like, middle fingers in the air.
Yeah.
Just to be like,
I'm yours.
Yeah, and he's been amazing.
As a joke, he reckons. As a joke. I did it because I love riding a BMX bike, you know, and I wanted to win a gold medal, and there was no way to win a gold medal on a scooter. So guess what? I just got on my BMX bike and did it. But incredible. I appreciate Travis mentioning me.
Freestyle Kings back in 2023 tomorrow night at the Brisbane Entertainment Centre. Tickets at Ticket Tech. Let's keep that no broken bone streak going.
I agree. And it's going to be interesting. I'm excited.
Can I just quickly say the thing that I love about you is that, you know, you're a big deal in scootering and BMX world, in my young boys world as well. But you still just kick it. You know, like you're hanging with the pros, you're going to the games, you're winning gold medals, but you just kick it down at Alex Head's Scooter Park. You're from a Caloundra boy up on the sunny coast. You just go down and you kick it at scooter parks and you hang out with kids and you give them time. And I've watched you from afar before I met you in here do that. And I just want to, like, don't ever lose that, because that's really, really cool.
No, I appreciate that. I mean, I used to be a little kid too, so I know what it means. And maybe just like 10 minutes of my time can make someone's week. So I'm always ready to hang out. And I'm always ready to hang out. So I'll be hanging out at Freestyle Kings as well.
Good on you, Willie. Ryan, Willie Williams there, Freestyle Kings this weekend. It's Triple M. Motto, Margo and Dan.
Hey, just talking all things rugby league.
Rugby league.
Thank you, Peter. Of course, last night, Thursday night footy, Penrith back to their winning ways against the Rabbitohs. But after that, the Matty Johns show on Thursday night. Gordy was on there on the lounge. Gordy, tell us, our mate. And Fletch and Indy, of course, were there too.
Geez, they're funny.
They are funny bastards. They fronted up. They did an interview. They fronted up on one side of a desk, and Peter Volandis is on the other side. Ooh. They had T-shirts on, just going, "How good's rugby league?
Rugby league.
How good's rugby league?
How did they spell it?
Rugby league.
No question mark required.
Didn't notice how they
exclamation mark. That's not a question. That's a statement.
How good's rugby league? So they're sitting there talking to the bloke who invented the term rugby league and taking the piss out of him. But I tell you what. I didn't realise Peter Volandis was such a comedian.
Oh, yeah.
So, well, he's always got to be so serious, right, as the head of the NRL.
They uncapped the comedic side of Peter Volandis. So he's obviously a fan.
They weren't talking about the CBA agreement or anything like that? Nothing serious?
No, God, no.
No footy?
No, that's not. But Volandis came armed with some gear. Have a listen to this. He's going, "What about you, Fletch?
Can I just ask a question?"
You can.
"I couldn't work out why your wife calls you noodles, but then I worked it out. 2 minutes and you're done."
Open with that and
roasted.
Then follow it up and go, "You're not. I'm copping you too, Hindy."
I rang his wife too.
Yeah, what'd she say?
She calls him seaweed. Hangs around all day and stinks. So.
Oh, God.
No way.
Yes way. But
someone called the fire brigade. Hey, you got burned.
What's the most important thing as a comedian is to be self-deprecating. He's even turned the blowtorch onto himself.
Don't worry, they call me showbags, but I won't go there.
Cheap and full of
Hang
on, did he say I won't go there, therefore, yeah, then, I won't do the punchline?
Yeah.
Did they then do the punchline for
yeah,
him?
That's right. Don't worry.
His comedy needs some work.
Oh, hold on. He's banked a few credit points early there, and then he has a go at Paul Kent, one of the co-hosts of NRI 360.
Aren't they best mates?
Well, I'm not sure.
I think humour is you need it.
Yes.
If you don't have humour, you got nothing.
Yeah. So why do you like Kenty then?
Kenty? Kenty's got a great sense of humour. At a funeral? No, he
wasn't. Cop that one. Holy. And while you're there...
That just wasn't set up either, Marta. That was straight off the dome.
I know. Bang. And while you're there, he's also given the NRL 360 every night on Fox. Jeez. Even it a clipping.
Do you watch that show, Peter? Do you watch NRL 360?
If I want to get concussion, yeah, I'd watch it. That show should be sponsored by...
They've got to change the music underneath here, that little... They've got to change it to this.
Oh, a bit of Seinfeld gang music.
PBL. Oh, sensation.
I know. Calm down, everyone.
Jesus.
I'm out of breath.
I know.
Get the tissues out. I've got tears in my eyes.
What a leader. Triple M Breakfast. Don't you know
Marto, Margo and Dan on the radio. Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan.
Awesome 80s Friday on 104.5 Triple M, Marto, Margo and Dan with you. The Dolphins' first home game up at the new stadium, KO Stadium at Redcliffe. It's this weekend. It's sold out, but... we've got a corporate box that we can get you into. You're listening out for this. Don't call us now.
Put your bins out. Put your bins out.
Could play during the traffic. Could play during a song. When you hear it, call us and get your way into that corporate box.
Hey, guys, I know the three of us have been talking about it in the studio here, and everybody's feeling the pinch at the moment. I put in a phone call yesterday to our mortgage broker and just said, you know, what's happening out there? And he said, it's really tough. And we're feeling the pinch in the Parker household most definitely as well, along with everybody else. And so yesterday, Corey and I sat down. We had a really good look at our budget because I need to get really serious about it. I know we've joked about it before, but I really need to take a good hard look at myself,
you're
which I did yesterday.
If I was in Parliament,
just because I can see the pressure that Corey's under. You know, he doesn't say anything and he just plods along, but I can actually see that he's starting to feel the squeeze. And so I'm doing my best.
If we're in Parliament, this would be Corey yelling at you.
Yesterday we sat down and I said, right, let's have a look at it. What does it look like? And we went through the budget and I said, you know, let's do that thing, that life admin thing where we spent the day ringing all of our providers, our electricity. We changed over, Marto. I got online. I compared all of the different plans. You know, they give you the options. I spoke to a guy because you put it in and then they ring you and say, hey, look, this is the plan that we suggest. And I said, I noticed that this company wasn't an option. He said, oh, we don't deal with them, but let's have a look online.
Is there a power broker?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they compare all the different plans for your consumption.
How good on your business card to have power broker?
Power broker.
Yeah. And so anyway, he recommended another company that his website doesn't even look at. So we've changed energy providers and they do everything for you.
That's right.
And so we're going to be saving now, I think it ends up being $380 a quarter. All it is a bill because Energex is the provider.
They're
the retailer. So it's literally just a bill.
Well
it's
done,
not
you.
Like Telstra or Optus or Vodafone where you get different levels of service or bandwidth or this, that and the other. It's literally
it's
just
bill.
A retailer.
It's incredible.
And I was like, oh, no one's ever explained it to me like that before.
And if you let them take the piss over the course of years, your bill will just get more and more expensive.
More and more expensive.
Because they don't have to work for your business.
No.
You've got to keep them on their toes.
Even my solar, I'm getting 8 cents a kilowatt instead of 5 cents.
Look at you with the kilowatts.
130 compared to 112 for my normal energy. Then I've got some other tier that I'm paying for that doesn't even exist. I'm not even using it. I'm paying a tariff on it. I didn't even know.
But did they negotiate? They negotiated you from 5 to 8 cents a kilowatt?
No, he said this is the plan that's available for this other company.
Good on them.
I'd go with that one if I were you. So I was like, right, Ricardo. So we did that for everything. We went through our subscriptions. We went through our life insurance, our home insurance, our private health insurance. Motto, our private health insurance is now $180 less a month.
Boy.
And, you know, we added up all of the little things that we saved on yesterday, and it ends up being
$20,000 a year.
It ends up being about $1,000 a month savings just on those little things that we've tweaked. And that's not even spending or groceries or fuel or any of those things. But the funniest part of it all was the fact that Corey ended up ringing Brent Tate, of course, played for Queensland, played for the Broncos, played for the Cowboys.
They're nearly best
mates. They're best of mates. Yeah. And I was like, what are you calling Tatey for? Tatey works in health insurance. He works for a private health insurance company. And I was like, the two tightest men in rugby league on the phone together discussing health insurance. So anyway, so he said, oh, mate, you don't need to be paying for this. You don't need to be. You're paying for babies. Like, you don't need obstetrics. Marsha's finished.
Hold on. Corey's had the snip.
Yeah.
And I said, having any more pregnancy.
Not having any more babies. So I'm like, I'm paying for all this stuff unnecessarily that we didn't really realise. So it ended up being a really, really great thing.
That's magnificent.
Imagine getting life insurance on the bloke who was famous for wearing a neck brace all the time.
Yeah. And I said to Corey, look at us. We just saved $1,000 a month that I can now spend on other things. He's like, no, that's not the point.
Get Brent Tate back on the phone.
Just say.
It's Triple M.
This is Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan. Brisbane as.
Margo, remember, what do you like? Oh, yeah, did I show you that? You know what she's laughing at? Remember about three weeks ago, I was talking about pickleball being the fastest growing sport in America. It's a cut down version of tennis. They play with paddles, softer balls. Yeah. So Mum rings. She said, you've got to come out, Greg. She's out at Weller on the park. It's a, you know.
How old's Mum?
Not a retirement. Mum's 83. Retirement living, been in high, like eight floors each building.
So cute.
They are so cute. So I get out there yesterday morning. That's how I got out of the meeting after the show. I've got to go and play pickleball.
Yeah, I've got to play pickleball with your mum today, so we'll be out of here.
I was expecting to wipe the floor with those 80-year-old blokes. She had them all ready to go. They were playing, and I heard as I came in, they said, he's here. He's here.
Play you don't look far out of place, Marto.
Shut up. Yes, with a diggy knee.
He'd have the worst knees of all of them.
Some of those blokes were fit 80-year-olds, but I took a while, but eventually I wiped the floor with those old bastards. Yeah, I got them. Nothing better than humiliating men in their 80s.
Top them down.
Cop that.
Have the ambulance standing by, lads.
How proud you must be. Your mum would have been so proud watching
Mum had talked me up. The problem was, because I did used to play a lot of tennis, and I still hit the ball with Ted, the dog. Yeah. So I'm hitting the tennis ball quite nicely lately. And
you got your mum to video. We were just, Dan and I were just watching some videos and photos that your mum was taking on your phone of you. What a proud moment.
She's
for her.
Worse than me. She was so proud. She talked me up a little bit too much before I got there too. Yeah. I played some ordinary shots early, but I got into the game and
really had
a good win.
Is it a lot of wrist work in pickleball, or is it
just
bash?
You don't have to run very fast. Yeah. So it's the people. Remember Bill Gates played Roger Federer and for $1 million or something? Anyway, it's Bill Gates' favourite game. That's probably why it's going on.
So what did Marto do on his Thursday? Played pickleball with his mum and her friends.
Yes. No, well then, because they haven't got much energy, the old fellas. It was all over.
No,
I didn't play. They'd already finished their match. They were waiting for me to turn up. So I said, oh, Mum, you want to go and have morning tea or something or other? Because she lives only 500 metres from Chermside, Westfield.
Oh, shopping centre.
So I said, listen, I've got to go and buy some shoes because I've only wear one pair of shoes. I wear
your blue
same
Nike
pair
sneakers.
Every day. And they're worn out and they were my old knee, if anyone doesn't know, I had my knee replaced and they were still all worn out from that.
Worn into your old knees.
The way my old knee used to bend. I said, I need a new pair of shoes. So here I'm a bloke deep into my 50s with my 84-year-old mum took me shoe shopping yesterday.
Oh, so cute.
Yeah, she wanted to buy crap ones. So she said, no, let's go to this one. I said, I'm not going. They sell $30 I said, I need a proper pair of shoes. And she was horrified.
That is such a mum move to take you to Payless shoes, first of all.
I found a pair of Adidas ones on sale for $100. She said, that's too much. I said, I think that's what you've got to pay for shoes.
Did she make you do a little walk around the shop and go,
the girl brought it.
Have a feel.
I said, I'll have them in 11, 12, whatever you got them. So she brought them out. I put one shoe on. I said, that's great. Right, let's go. Mum said, what? No, you've got to try both shoes. She made me do a walk.
Try both shoes because your feet are different sizes.
Mum worked at Myers Women's Shoes for 27 years.
Yeah,
okay.
So she knows.
So the thumb came down on the big toe.
Yeah, stand up. Slide your foot back, Marto.
Tell me
now,
she
let
didn't
me feel
say,
your toe.
Oh, they're a bit big now, but you'll grow into
them. You'll grow into them.
Mum, I'm nearly 60.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan. Brisbane S.
In amongst all the footy, let's not forget the fourth cricket test between Australia and India, the two best nations on earth, started yesterday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Again, I almost forgot. I didn't tune in until about 2:30. I went, oh, the cricket's on.
Isn't it a dead rubber? India have won.
I don't know.
Regardless.
What's going on here?
Even they now have this.
No, they now have the world's, like the grand final of test cricket every year at Lord's in about June, July. And there, Australia are locked in because we won the last test. We're definitely in. India or Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka are playing New Zealand at the moment. It depends. India aren't necessarily
so
in
Sri Lanka
it.
Are good. So England aren't even in the consideration.
This year they were good, yeah. Anyway, so what I want to tell you is the facts. Australia batted first.
I might just go make a coffee now.
Yeah, take it.
That's
time,
probably
mate.
For the best if you head off. I'll only be
you
2 minutes.
You two can chat amongst yourselves.
Come back in about a minute and a half and okay. We'll get rid of all that. You can turn a mic off, it'd be the other option.
Yeah,
should be right. Well, the simple facts are we batted first and for once there was actually some runs made over in India because from what I gather, the broadcasters have blown up. They're going, we paid for 5-day test matches, three in a row.
Course.
Can you imagine how much the TV rights in India where nearly 900 million people watch cricket over there?
There's only so much Brett Lee Bollywood you can watch that they have to fill in on the TV. We're getting here, I Dream of Genie.
So they have said, make sure this test goes for at least 4 days. Hopefully five.
Am
so
I
we
allowed
get our
to
money.
Ask questions?
Yes.
What's happening with the pitch? Did
That's
they
your last
use
question.
Pitch one or pitch two?
Oh, they
two?
Used black pitch.
Black
they
pitch.
Didn't use red pitch. They used black pitch. That's not a racist thing. The soil in that pitch is black.
Black soil pitch.
Black soil pitch. No, okay.
They came opened. Out. Steve Smith was pretending to do shadow batting and he didn't know which pitch to do it on. They had a dummy pitch.
Ridiculous.
Absurd. The game.
The facts are we're 4 for 255, which isn't a huge
it's
amount
not
of
bad.
Runs. We were being
That's
careful.
Good.
We were being careful. Aussie Khawaja about 5 minutes before Stumps got his ton.
Oh,
Queensland boy.
Bat up.
Aussie, do you know, if any... Cam Green almost got 50. Anyway, Marnus didn't make many. Steve Smith made about 30. So we're in a good posse after day one. Usman Khawaja, just talk about him. He's twice been to India before on tours, okay? 4 test tours. All 8 of those tests that he's played in India before, he was 12th man. You know, the guy, oh, give us some drinks. Oh, I need new gloves. Oh, can you get me another bat? Oh, it's such an awful job being 12th man in cricket. So that gives you humility. He's had to wait around and wait around and wait around.
Bided his time.
And finally this tour. He's 36 years of age now and he is our best batsman at the moment because he's had patience and he's waited around. Good lesson to everyone.
And he's probably the nicest person to the bloke that's the 12th man now because he understands and respects it and appreciates
it. That's a great call. Hey, the Indian bowlers at the start were all over the shop and I went, what's going on? Because I wasn't there at the start and I went back and looked. What happened? Because it was the opening of the world's, it was the new renaming of the stadium after Prime Minister Modi, okay, is the Indian Albo.
Was Albo over there?
Albo was
Albo's
there.
Albo's over there, wasn't he?
Albo was there and this is one of the lines.
Is this the real reason
is that
he
how
was
they
there?
Refer to him? The
this
Indian
is what
Albo.
I really want to talk about. You can
it's
talk.
It's on his business card, Indian Albo.
Indian Albo. Did you see him the day before when he put all the red dots on? Is that allowed? That's clown illegal. Face. Are you allowed to do clown face?
It's cultural appropriation.
Well, you're a Prime Minister, mate. Keep your face. Tidy.
Kind of a bindi on.
Anyway, so he turns up yesterday, Modi. They renamed the stadium. 132,000 people fit into this stadium.
It's incredible.
Only about 100,000 turned up at the start.
Oh, soft.
All right, but the Australians, when Modi came in and Albo, they did a lap in this crazy, it was like a cardboard car. It was like a car, but they covered it with cardboard and all these cricket bats were hanging off it. This is
stumps.
They were like the Pope. Albo and Modi were wandering
like a
around.
A chariot, was it?
The players weren't allowed on the field at this stage. They had to go out the back to warm up, and that's why they're going, this is really weird, because they weren't allowed to warm up on the field. They're always allowed to warm up on the field, because Modi was there, and Albo, waving, doing a lap. Okay, then Albo goes over. If you see the footage, Albo goes over, because the teams are lined up ready to start, they sing the national anthem. Albo goes over, and the whole Australian team, as always, goes over and throws the arm around Steve Smith as if he's part of it.
Did he have clown face on?
Going,
he still had his clown makeup on.
No, he's taking his clown makeup off. Okay. So they're saying that really unsettled the players. But the funniest thing I saw was because Modi ordered all these public servants to come to the game, okay, so as the stadium was renamed after
rent
him.
Rent a crowd.
Yeah, it got rent a crowd. About 40,000 people went home. As soon as Modi, the Prime Minister, went, they all went home. It was only about 60,000 people in the crowd. So it looked half full, and it was.
Mr. Albanese said before entering the stadium, this is the biggest highlight of my life being here today.
Oh, he said that before the Mardi Gras.
Was that Mardi Gras?
Yeah. And then today he's going over to beat Biden. Oh, this is the biggest day of my life.
Hang on. What about that chariot? It is incredible.
I'm concerned about Australian industry. You told us about we're making for Ukraine cardboard drones. Now we're in a cardboard car. From this AUKUS deal, are we going to be getting cardboard submarines?
Oh, that'll be interesting. They'll have to put wax cardboard on them.
That's Albo's dream, isn't it? He had to walk the Mardi Gras. Next year he's going to be in a float with cricket bats and stuff. He's going to borrow this one.
If you get a chance, check it out.
Just leave your clown face makeup on, bro. You'll be right. Motto, Margo and Dan, you can listen in the
car or wherever you can. Triple M Breakfast with Motto, Margo and Dan.
We've been told that we have to field a call here from Leanne in Wynnum.
What does she want?
What do you want, Leanne?
Leanne?
Ticket to the Dolphin game!
What?
Leanne, can't hear you.
Calm down.
Everyone just
take a deep breath.
What are they saying? Put your bins out.
I'm not sure if Leanne's a big enough fan to go in the box.
Leanne, are you sure you like the Dolphins?
Absolutely. We love the Dolphins.
Well, who's we? Who are you with?
Oh, we are at work. I'm with Teresa.
Oh, hello, Teresa.
We don't know
but
either
Leanne,
of you.
But, Leanne, I don't want to put you in a spot where if we give you tickets and you have to take someone, then maybe Teresa might want to expect to go.
Absolutely.
Oh, you take Teresa?
Well, you're in the...
Okay,
you're in the corporate box. You get all the food and drinks and all the footy action you want tomorrow afternoon. Well done.
Thank you.
Oh, what an enthusiastic.
Now, that happened because just before the traffic and news, we played that little Dolphins theme song there, and Leanne heard it, got through first. That'll happen again on the show today.
Haven't we filled the box up?
No, the box has still got to get filled up. We've actually got our hands on some GA tickets as well because we realised that we play ads for the Dolphins.
So anytime anyone rings, we've always got tickets to give away.
It's got to be play on. If you hear a Dolphins ad and you call us, we'll have to honour that too. We'll get you there to KO Stadium. It's tomorrow afternoon. V the Raiders. This weekend's Dolphins game, it's exclusive to Fox League on KO. It's the first game at their spiritual home
at Redcliffe. Incredible.
Yeah. Okay, so keep listening here on Triple M and we'll fill that box up before 9 a.m. You know what Friday is, by the way? We should do this ourselves.
I've been waiting all morning.
Almost forgetting. Fry pan.
Friday. Thank quickly. God. Well, this is where we've got to give a fry pan an absolute whacking to a few things. One of them is Margot's refereeing career. If you don't get that rid of that whistle, can we fry pan the whistle? Yeah. And a bigger. Bigger.
Do you want the space pan?
I want
pan?
It squished into a non-wrecking. Shove that whistle.
I don't know if you can see that, Daniel, but I'm just going to talk about this, and I'd like you to play that for me if you can.
Oh, can I fry pan you for not preparing?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was too busy being skinny out in the kitchen making a shake.
you can fry pan shakes
can
too.
I
they're
fry pan
stupid.
Dieting? Yeah. Yes. Can I fry pan the beauty industry and skinny culture? Fry pan it, Dan. I know I've asked you to do something else as well.
I'm trying to read this piece of paper here. What do you want? 195?
Yeah, the bottom one. Can we fry pan racism in the NRL?
Yes.
Yeah.
Play that little bit on
you. Oh, do you want? I thought you wanted the fry pan.
I shouldn't have to be able to come here as a coach and lead a team of players in here to be racially abused.
Yes.
It's not what our game's about.
It's not.
And we have to stamp it out completely.
Yeah,
where does it end? It's just not on. If anyone wants to make racial abuse, then get them out of the game. We don't want their support.
Yeah, that's right.
And he was a Roosters fan too, Pierce. So give him a
double. He can have the space pan for that.
Can I fry pan our Prime Minister?
Absolutely.
Albo Overseasy. He's over in India. I just look up. I thought, he's still running around having some naan bread.
Has anybody counted how long he's been in Australia versus how long he's actually been overseas? Because he's been overseas a lot since his
It was
term.
Only an hour ago on this show that we went, how'd you see him in India yesterday? You know where he is this morning? He's popped up on the deck of an aircraft carrier in the US.
It's Scott again.
He was in a plane. He was in a fighter plane.
He gets around.
Well, some bloke's telling him how to fly. Don't you love that one?
How good's private planes and climate change and
it was
carbon emissions?
It was a fighter plane. It was a fighter jet and some pilots, he's the Prime Minister of Australia. Oh, in 2 minutes I'll show you how to work this fighter plane that goes at 1,000
kilometres.
Yeah,
but how is he getting around everywhere? Private plane? He's not flying economy with Qantas or Virgin.
He's been crawling up the bums of all these other world leaders, fry pan there. More.
Can I fry pan you quickly? His name is Anthony Overseas. He's not Albo Overseas.
Whatever.
Can I fry pan climate change?
Yeah, sure.
I never will drive an electric car. I'm just making that statement right here, right now.
Fist bump, I'm
Long
with you.
Long live the V8s.
We'll all be underwater in 30 years, but...
No, not me.
Margo, have a petrol-powered boat.
Have a
V8
sub.
That's what we're getting these submarines from France for.
Ryan from Morayfield, 13353. Who you want to give a fry panning to?
Mate, anyone charging $20 and for a burger and chips lately.
Yeah, that's so true.
It's not family-friendly, is it,
that
Ryan?
That is so true.
Not at all. Not at all with three kids.
What sort of fry pan do you want to give them? Is it a little one, a medium-sized one, or a big one?
Oh, big as they can.
Yeah. Oh, give it to them.
Not bad. That's not a fry pan.
It's a comedy here. Here it comes.
You can make burgers at home too, Ryan. You know those brioche buns you can get from Woolies and Coles. No, they're so good. No, they're better than the burgers that you get from the takeaway places.
That's such a mum thing to say.
No, make better. It at home.
No, the kids love them.
Give her another one. Shut her up. Greg at Morayfield. He wants to fry pan his sister for organising her birthday dinner tonight at the same time as the Broncos Cowboys game.
Sacrilege.
Hopefully he's got KO on
give
his...
Give her one.
They could have a space pan.
KO or
he'll just have his phone in front of him.
Get the app on your phone, mate. Yeah. You can live stream it. Don't you worry.
All right, let's get to your traffic here. And then after that, your big debut this weekend as an NRL ref.
Oh, my God.
We're going to put you to the test. We've got a referee.
It's all about the kids. It's not about me.
Is that right? First time ever.
Marto, Margo and Dan on Triple M Breakfast. They're Brisbane Az.
Geez, one of the great moments in Australian sport is happening this weekend. Margo is going to be a referee at a junior NRL game. Should we? Let's do it properly.
Running around with children, because Margo is the referee.
She is.
Certainly am.
Oh, Jesus. Not into
the I wouldn't be surprised to see you get some sort of Order of Australia medal for this in the Queen's birthday honours.
Mate, I'm working towards it, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what.
So
no,
Sunday?
I had a great night last night. Went down there to Carina Leagues Club and met with Paul from the NRL and Alan Reese, who we spoke to last week, Marto, who said, hey, we don't have enough junior referees. We need some people to sign up. And I said, surely, how hard can it be? Come on, I'll have a go.
It's a great idea.
And here we are. So I met with Alan and Paul last night and Casey from the BRL as well, and I just want to say a big thank you to them. They've been very supportive in my quest to become a referee, and if I say so myself, Paul may or may not have said, oh, she'll be in the NRL next week, because I did so very well.
Next week, hold on.
Did so very well.
But what we say about self-recommendation.
But no, I sat there. I had to actually properly do the online quiz. We went through all of the rules. Mm-hmm. I had to watch gameplay. I had to make the call on that gameplay. So
it's all
the theory
board.
Stuff. Yeah. I'd sat down for just over an hour and I went through all of it. I had to do all the quiz questions and it was
wonderful.
We
had the microphones running. You've got audio. You want to take us through how you went?
Tony Archer was there, of course, the former NRL referee and referee's boss. And we've had Billy Harrigan on the show, of course. Mm. But last night, Tony Archer was there and he presented me with, of course, my very own whistle.
The good actual one, the Acme Thunderer.
Because
you have this plastic garbage basketball thing.
Silly one.
Here's your first crack at the Acme Thunderer.
Play the whistle from the tummy.
Diaphragm.
From the mouth.
Yes.
Yep. Sorry.
I don't know if that's a whistle. It sounded good.
Are you going to strap it to your wrist like they do?
Yeah, he showed me, so he said properly. So you got to lay it over your wrist like that, pull it.
This isn't great for riding.
No, okay.
You do underneath, and then he said, and then you won't lose it.
Nothing worse.
And then he said, you got to line your finger down the side of the whistle, curve it around.
No one can see this.
And then hold it like that.
That's enough. People are driving to work and school. They don't give a stuff.
It's like doing origami on radio.
Okay, get out of it.
That's a kickoff.
Yeah, okay.
How are you going to go with that?
Just put the whistle down for a little while.
Wiley's in the team that you're going to be refereeing, your son,
he's 11.
Also just stacked one of your cars.
Do you remember when you ran your car into the wall last weekend?
Yes, I do remember that. Don't you worry. He'll be penalised appropriately.
He was there last night, correct?
He was there last night, yeah. I did come and do a little quick session with them during their training session.
Oh, so you got on the field. You did your theory test
and then
you did your practice.
I didn't realise. I forgot. Because, you know, the rules change between 6 and 12 years, juniors.
No, it didn't. I'm not
the
a referee.
Field widens as they get older. I want a full field on Sunday. I thought they played like you know, a three-quarter field or a half field or
How
something.
How fast can an 11 or 12-year-old boy be? Pretty quick. This is going to be interesting.
But while he was there, now he's blowing up. Tackle four, onside. Old goat.
Hey, Mum, what's for dinner? Oh.
Off, mate. Don't ask me.
Hey, you can't do that.
Get off. Keep walking.
You are going to hold on to this whistle at home. You'll be sin-bidding Corey.
Dishwasher.
Out to the garage.
Now, listen, you passed the theory and then you went out and did the prac test and they gave you the thumbs up, apparently.
They said, oh, you're not going to go too badly, I reckon.
Yeah, well, no, that's you talking because I actually have audio as well from Tony Archer.
Oh.
350 NRL games, grand finals, incredible. Test matches, origins, all the rest of it. Let's get his appraisal.
This is our producer Snowy having a chat.
Tony Archer, you've just run your eye over Margot. She's just done the practical exam. When you went in there, what were the two things you told her, the two most important things she had to do?
Can she count to six and can she put her hand up at five?
Watching her just do the practical, what did she struggle with most?
Counting to six and putting her hand up at five.
Must try harder.
That's the problem. Hey, give us a call.
1-3-3. There's a lot to think about. You've got to what's going on.
We know. You've got to watch the play the ball, get in line.
You've got to breathe into a whistle.
Be listening on Monday. We'll have the full fallout. If it goes ahead, look at that rain as well. I hope you've got studs on the boots, mate. We're in for 70 mil of rain tomorrow, 20 on Sunday.
Nothing funnier than a ref going ass up.
Yeah. Motto, Margo and Dan
on Triple. Hey, not everyone's happening with the NRL, the National Rugby League. Blake Ferguson, remember him? He was the bloke who sat on the roof drinking vodka cruisers.
He
with,
played for the Bulldogs,
Josh Dugan.
Played for the Roosters.
Played for the Raiders.
Is he bald?
Played Raiders. For the Eels. Yes, bald. Big winger. Big right winger. Yeah. He's hit Instagram and gone, this is ridiculous, after being told the governing body would not be covering any of his medical bills. He's finished playing now. To fix injuries suffered during his playing days. You ready for it? This is him. After 15 years in the NRL system, played 249 games for four NRL teams. That means he's not a nice bloke anyway, four NRL clubs. Winning a grand final, seven games to the Kangaroos, nine games to the Blues. Winning the Harry Sunderland medal, he's up himself there, players play for the Kangaroos. And breaking my nose over eight times, you'd think the NRL would fix my nose as I dedicated my life and body to the game.
What?
But no, I've been told because I went to Japan and England, it's been over 12 months, that I'm not eligible for the medical treatment to fix it. His nose
is halfway across his face.
It's halfway, but then it comes back and then it goes again. It's like the letter Z. And that gives you character. And there's no mistaking who he is. And I've got a nose that's got a lot of problems with it as well. And it's tremendous.
Look at this honker.
Yeah, it's tremendous.
Look at you both. I've never really
And he's gone
at
further.
Noses.
He said, and this is apparently CBA. They're trying to extend it out. If you're an NRL player, we'll give you 2, maybe 3 years. If you give us a yell, we'll fix you up. Does that sound all right?
Yep.
He's gone, what's the go? Dead set person struggles to sleep at night and puts bums on seats for you. And you want to just throw a person to the curb once they're retired. Absolute joke. He's gone off. He's got support of a few of the players.
Where are Japan and England on this? He said he played there. Did he play for them 12 months
ago? That's what I want to mention. There we go. If I could go, yes, Margot.
Can I just say, Blake Ferguson in his career averaged $871,362 a year. Yeah. In 2023, Ferguson will earn a base salary of $1 million. Why can't he pay for it? Does he not have private health insurance?
I don't know. Well, that's another angle. But the other thing is, like, what's your nose for? The nose isn't supposed to be beautiful. It's
smelling,
to breathe in.
Breathing.
And breathe out. Do you remember when he went to Japan? This is January the 2nd, 2022, and he's saying, because he tried to have a go at rugby, if you don't remember. Yeah. January 2nd, 2022. Former NRL star Blake Ferguson being arrested on cocaine possession just as he was beginning a new career in Japanese rugby union. So you're telling me his nose was obviously working and operational.
It's deteriorated over time.
It doesn't matter what it looks like on the outside. It's whether it works on the inside.
Yeah, you want some money, talk to the producers of Cocaine Bear. They're
and Cocaine Winger, maybe. Get some Triple M breakfast wherever you can.
Marto, Margo and Dan on Triple M. Triple M breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan.
Guys, oh, is it over yet?
What?
The show.
I don't know.
Geez, we've done some work today.
Have we? What?
Hold on. Let's cut through it. Have we interviewed Thursday, Adam Reynolds, Mark Scaife,
Ryan Williams.
Right, geez, righto.
It's been a big show. Mm. We've given away tickets to the Dolphins box. We've given away tickets just to the Dolphins game.
Tony Archer on, one of the great NRL refs as well, ahead of your
You've blown premiere. Your whistle 17 million times.
And we're still
that's
not,
enough.
We're not done. You mentioned the corporate box.
I'm done.
We're going to go again.
Is this the last double?
If you want food and drink sorted for the first game the Dolphins are playing at their spiritual
These
home
are the
ground,
last
KO.
Tickets you can get to Dolphins.
Have we given away
tomorrow
four doubles? So there's going to be four couples who have never met each other.
Do you think of what I'm thinking?
If you like swinging at the Dolphins,
bring your keys. Triple M. Call us now if you want to be there. Tomorrow, Arvo. It's Awesome 80s Friday.